This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1762. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded February 26th, Azerbaijan, Bahrain, Bhutan, Brazil, Canada, Chile, Cuba, Ecuador, Equatorial Guinea, Ethiopia, Germany, Guatemala, Guyana, Kuwait, Kyrgyzstan, Mexico, Mongolia, Netherlands, Oklahoma, Oman, Papua New Guinea, Philippines, Russia, Spain, Taiwan, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria reports hearing that strange transmitter on a split frequency, 9676.7. On the air again, February 19th from 1143 and February 20th from 0845. He identifies it, and I'm going to spell the name of this since I have no idea how to pronounce it, as ICTIMAI radio. Furthermore, the modulation is in the FM rather than the AM mode. He says the transmitter site is unidentified, but it was in the Azeri language. Well, this has shown up sporadically, and there is a listing for 9677 variable in the New World Radio TV Handbook. On page 90, under Azerbaijan, in the subheading Mountainous Karabakh, it puts it in Stepanakert. But there's nothing about a station I just spelled, but two other stations using this transmitter, which I will not spell out, but you can look them up. Adaletin Sesi, which is in Azeri, Wednesdays and Saturdays at other times, and Tolistoni Sedu, which is to be reached care of Radio Impulse in Yerevan, Armenia. Its schedule is starting a few minutes after the two times I cited on Mondays through Fridays at 09, 12, and 15 for 1 hour only, but they say the times vary. Derek Lynch in Ireland says he can only get a trace of the following on his own receiver, but using the Utventa Online SDR in the Netherlands, he was able to hear some Arabic music on 9745 late in the afternoon, February 18th, presumed to be the 60 kilowatt transmitter on 9745 in Bahrain. Back on his own HF receiver in Ireland, Derek Lynch reports no positive ID, but almost certain I heard Bhutan on 6035, February 19th after 0115 in an Asian language, stringed instrument and flute. And a few nights before, there was chanting in the same broadcast, a reasonable signal with slight splatter from the Cuban jammer on 6030. But beware around this frequency. Wolfgang Büschel has been hearing something seemingly from Southeast Asia on 6033.4 variable using a remote receiver in Thailand. This was before midnight UT on February 23rd. Quite a long discussion in the Hadrianscudas group of Brazil, most of it negative, starting with this report from Leonardo Ivo Neves da Silva in Rio, that on February 22nd, David Martins Miranda, founder of the Pentecostal God is Love Church, died. He's the wailing preacher we hear on several Brazilian shortwave frequencies, which ceded their transmitters to him. It's actually known on the radio as Super Radio Deus é Amor, Super Radio God is Love. I checked one of the frequencies, 11765, which is in Curitiba, February 25th at 0619, and they were playing music, not the preaching we used to hear by Miranda. He was also known for his wailing style and mixing in Portuguese and Spanish into something we could call Portunhol. The other frequencies for SRDA have been 6060, 6120, 9565, and 9585, considerably variable. So keep an ear on these frequencies. You may be hearing something else. Leonardo hopes that the death of the founder of the church might eventually lead to resumption of improved programming on those stations. However, what do you bet that, like some of his North American counterparts who have died, he may live forever on the radio waves? However, once again, the discussion in the Brazilian group says there is a power struggle already by his children for control of the church. Bernhard Jacek, VA6BMJ, sends a story from the Toronto Star of February 20th that the CBC headquarters in Toronto is up for sale. In its heyday, their headquarters on Front Street held about 5,000 staff, but now just half as many. The shrinking CBC is looking to sell its outsized downtown flagship headquarters in order to cut costs, but it hopes to stay on as a tenant. We're still looking for any DX reports from North America of that pirate in Chile on 7550, known as RCW, which seems to be quite active and easily heard in Chile by Claudio Galas, reporting to the Condiche list. Apparently the station is on Facebook or somewhere, and he says their definite schedule is as follows. Starting Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 22:45 until 05 UT the next day on 7550. And exceptionally, I guess meaning occasionally, on another frequency, 6925 between 0515 and 1000. However, the last time he reported that frequency, 6925, was February 19th, which was not on a weekend at 0150 UT, not during the hours just specified. Station relays a lot of other broadcasters, legitimate ones, newscasts from France and so forth, or other pirates like Laser Hot Hits, not all in Spanish. From Diario de Cuba via the GRA blog in Argentina, originally in Spanish, I'll summarize this interesting item. Radio and TV Martí could become a private enterprise. The Broadcasting Board of Governors has proposed the defederalization of Radio and TV Martí, turning them over to a private organization. This would also affect the Voice of America, which services America Latina. According to the blog Along the Malecón, the BBG would channel its financial support to a new organization, a non-profit one, which would not be considered a federal agency. This could go into effect in 2 years, but it would have to be approved by Congress. It looks like, and this is my comment, this idea is hoping to maintain Radio and TV Martí rather than eliminate it, as the Cuban government demands for improvement of relations. 8CJB in Ecuador still has a bit of English on shortwave, its only remaining frequency 6050. I ran across it February 20th at 0337. It's the quarter-hour spotlight program at 0330, at least on weekdays, whose purpose is teaching English but evangelizing at the same time. It's in slow English, sort of like VOA's special English. Anyhow, it should make it easy if you're trying to send a reception report to HCJB. A little bit of specialish English amongst all the Spanish and Quechua. Filed for historical reasons under Equatorial Guinea, none. Radio Africa Network via WRMI 15190 is supposedly religious, but filling some of its airtime with public domain secular stuff, such as old-time radio shows. February 19th, I heard one ending about 22:30. It turned out to be X-1, the sci-fi series, originally on NBC, closing with their chimes. This particular episode was Nightfall by Isaac Asimov, who, of course, was an atheist on Pan American's Radio Africa Network. I've never found anything like a program schedule via their website. Next, filed under Ethiopia, none. A story which broke on very short notice, too late for me to mention last week, came from BRB. Starting February 20th, a new radio station on shortwave Risala International, RISALA, Fridays only from 18:30 to 19 UT on 15165. They refer to their website, which is risalainternational.org. The homepage appears to be mainly in Oromo, although there's something in Amharic as well. But a bit of English indicates they were having an Islamic conference of some sort in Minneapolis, February 20th and 21st. After some further research, it appears that the name Risala comes from the Arabic, meaning message. And furthermore, there was another radio station named Radio Al-Risala with an H on the end in 1994, which hired time from Russia. However, it may be unrelated. Anyhow, with a couple of hours' notice, I and others were able to hear this first broadcast, Friday, February 20th, the carrier on at 18:29, and some Horn of Africa music started a little after 18:30 on 15165, but it was far too weak here to follow any further. However, in New Jersey, Sakai Obara got a fairly good signal, and in Finland, Jari Savolainen got a rather good signal. As for the unspecified transmitter site, Wolfgang Bischel points out that BRB has been using for other broadcasts Bulgaria, Armenia, and France. In Bulgaria, Ivo Ivanov was only getting a poor signal. And also reported by Edward Kusilik in Alberta, who says the signal was quite strong, maybe from France, but the audio link just wasn't there. Furthermore, he was one who got a QSL for the previous Radio Al-Risala, the message, via Kaliningrad on 6015 at 15 UT, December 21st, 1994. One bi-week ago, I previewed the expected once-a-year annual special broadcast from Radio Imrang in Germany for Saturday, February 21st at 16 to 17 UT on 15215. So many of us were tuning in for it, and the transmitter came on, and it stayed on for the hour. But there was never any modulation, so the whole thing was a bust. Congratulations to Radio Verdad in Guatemala, now the only shortwave station left in Central America, which on February 25th marked its 15th anniversary on the air. Yes, it was in the year 2000 when we first heard it, and we're glad to bring it to the attention of the shortwave world. Now it can be heard any evening here on 4055. On February 25th, we heard again from Jamie Labadia, who had been to Guyana putting their shortwave transmitter back on the air, 3290. However, we've not been hearing it every night lately. He says they are waiting for a budget to get more parts. It's a rather complex process. I hope it's still running 1,000 watts. He's back home in New York. And he says about something we published that was a fantastic write-up on the history of the Voice of Guyana in a post office, no less. It brought visions of wooden panels, glowing tubes, open frame tank circuits, and the smell of hot resistors wafting through the air. How I wish for a simple tube-based 1 or 2.5 kilowatt job in a little shack somewhere in the South Pacific. My checks for it the past week around 06 or 07 UT had the following results. Not even a carrier was audible February 20th or 25th. There was a just barely audible carrier on February 21st. However, Ron Howard was checking a little later on the 25th, 30 hertz below 3290, and had a definite open carrier around 0800, but he couldn't get any audio. His best reception was on February 5th. It appears they go to local programming, signing on with the national anthem after the overnight BBC relay, starting at 0759. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, number 1762. Consult our website for a lot more info, worldofradio.com. We encourage everyone to listen to this program on the radio for obvious reasons, but it's also available by podcast, did you know? In fact, there are three different podcast availabilities, which you can find links to near the top of our homepage, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Joseph Vega in New York, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com.
This is Glenn Hauser's World of Radio.
Radio Kuwait is another station which is rather unreliable, but there's no mistaking them when they're on with their big signal on 21540. I usually check between 14 and 15 UT, and I did hear it on February 21st, but there was no signal on February 20th and 24th. The English try hour at 18 UT on 15540 is nowhere near as strong, at least not by the time what's left of it gets to North America. However, Ivo Ivanov noted that another of their mistakes was on February 17th. They were running English not only on 15540, which was very poor, but also on 6050 instead of Arabic, at least for the first 2 hours until 2000. In BCDX, Wolfgang Büschel in Germany notes that that strange transmitter in Kyrgyzstan on 5130 variable has not been reported lately. He says another Christian 15 kilowatt shortwave service heard irregularly in past years, Radio Maranatha, or Sadaye Zindage in Pashto and Dari, from the Bishkek Krasnoyarechka site, not heard daily. The times checked 1457 to 1757 UT. He wonders if they've ceased transmission by now, perhaps relying instead on the new medium wave 1467 transmitter. In fact, the last report of Sadaye Zindage, or Maranatha, on 5130 was from Ivo in Bulgaria last July 1st at 1736. Early UT, February 24th, there were auroral conditions, a K-index of 5, blacking out many of the stronger North American signals on medium wave, and boosting, or at least uncovering, a number of Mexican signals to the south. I logged several of them. You can read all about them in the new issue of DX Listening Digest, once published, number 15-08. I also like to listen to Mexico around sunrise, when stations from the southwest are often coming in. There are a couple of indigenous ones which are especially interesting. On 700, there's XEETCH, which is based on the town where it's located in Sonora, Echohoa. I was hearing it at 1303 UT in some indigenous language as well as Spanish with IDs. And its sibling station over in Chihuahua, Guachochi, XETAR, La Voz de la Sierra Tarahumara, on 870, which also opens around 13 UT. This and 18 other stations around Mexico, but I've heard none of the others, belong to the Comisión Nacional para el Desarrollo de Pueblos Indígenas, and you can read all about each of them in Spanish at the homepage, which is ecos.cdi.gov.mx. On February 23rd, Alan Rowe in England reports the Voice of Mongolia relay at 20 UT via the call transmitter in Germany has been repeating the same mailbox program for a number of days. The podcast via the Radio 360 service showed the last available one was for a week before, February 16th, the same mailbox program he's been hearing. Their website has also been unavailable for a number of days, en.vom.mn. Horacio Negro in Uruguay, who is especially interested in radio history, forwards a press release, campaign group Save the Radio Netherlands Worldwide Archive. It starts anyone searching the internet for a subject from the rich archive of RNW will be disappointed. Irrespective of the language department, the RNW Internet Archive has been taken offline by the current management. an important international source of information paid for by the taxpayer, and irreplaceable historic documents about the Dutch as world citizens have been made inaccessible. And nothing is going to change that, says Director General Robert Zaal, Z-A-A-L. Well, one place you can conveniently read the entire press release about the campaign to save the archive is at pcjmedia.com. If you hear nothing on 1120, that is an unmodulated carrier, it could be the station near Tulsa, Oklahoma, originally known as KEOR. I've been keeping track of it since at least January 19th. The carrier has been on every day, at least in the daytime, but never any modulation, not even IDs on the hour. Thus, how are we to know that the call sign officially changed to KETU? As of November 21st, according to FCC info, although it didn't come out until this month, according to the AM switch column in the National Radio Club. Here's another anomaly which may or may not ever repeat, but reported by Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria. Radio Sultanate of Oman has a one-hour English broadcast at 14 to 15 UT on 15140, usually poorly audible in North America. However, on February 19th, they stayed in English for another 2 hours on the same frequency, although after 16 UT it was totally blocked by All India Radio in Russian in DRM. There is a 24-hour domestic service from Oman in English on FM, so we could only hope they would put a bit more of it deliberately on shortwave. Ron Howard in California says, back in 2010, I often listened to an American syndicated show called Beyond Today after 1200 UT on Sundays from Radio East New Britain, Papua New Guinea, 3385. 3 years later, he had not been hearing them and wrote to the producers, an organization called UCG, and they said they were no longer on shortwave, but now he's hearing it again. It was in progress at 1220 UT, Sunday, February 22nd. It's an audio feed, actually, of a TV program, and this one was about overcoming alcoholism. He contacted UCG information again about this, and they were unaware that they're again being broadcast on shortwave from PNG. That terrible heterodyne caused by FABC Philippines being off frequency, interfering with Voice of Kurdistan 9400 continues until FABC goes off at 1400. But Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria says the same transmitter then moves up to another frequency, which is also off by a similar amount, starting at 14,9345.5. Via Roger in Germany, the February 21st VOA radiogram included this story from RFERL. Clone Twitter accounts target RFERL, an insidious form of disinformation. On February 9th, a clone account appeared on Twitter, mimicking RFERL's Russian language service, Radio Svoboda, using nearly identical graphics and a very similar account name, misspelling the Russian word Svoboda as Svoboba. The profile box of the faint account reads, Free News on Radio Liberty. A few days earlier, a similar clone account appeared that mimics the Russian language service of Voice of America, encouraging those who wish to report on the movement of the armed forces to call a number that turns out to be the reception line for the Federal Security Service, FSB. In this case, the account name is Kolos Amerike, starting with K instead of G. The shortwave promotion group in Spain, AER, is dissatisfied with Radio Exterior, which is supposedly going to improve its shortwave coverage with better frequencies and more of them. Nothing has happened so far, and the excuse for the delay is that two of the transmitters are out of order, and they say will have to be sent to the USA by plane or boat for repairs. Why in the world would they have to ship the whole transmitters back? Wouldn't it be better to import technicians from the USA if necessary? A further report says some tubes need to be replaced at a total cost of $50,000. Several months ago, we had a report of a Chinese language service which no one could identify, not even the broker who provided the service. It was on 7530 at 21 to 2130 UT via a transmitter in Taiwan. Now, Ivo Ivanov says it has been identified at least by this name, Praise Music Ministries. It's in Mandarin and Hakka. Mike Cooper forwards a long opinion piece by Dan Robinson, who recently retired from the Voice of America after a long career as one of their foreign and domestic correspondents. The three parts are entitled Looking Back, Lack of Accountability, Continuing Maximum Hubris, and Facing Realities. The second part, which you can find at bbgwatch.com, is headlined Mixing Advocacy with News Reporting. Should VOA reporters inject themselves into a story? Well, his answer, of course, is no. And the upcoming part three has this title, A Look Across the Terrain, Deceptive Practices. Another item from BBG Watch is about the administration's fiscal year 2016 budget document for the Broadcasting Board of Governors. They find much in that to object to as well, including, as I alluded to earlier, this about the Office of Cuba Broadcasting. It seems determined to defederalize it, currently a federal entity within the Broadcasting Board of Governors. The sentence is found at the end of the State Department's FY 2016 budget justification document section dealing with the BBG, although it does not specifically mention the OCB or Radio and TV Marti. Quote, the FY 2016 request proposes the authority for BBG to establish and supervise grants to an independent grantee organization to carry out media activities to Haiti and the Latin American region. Thanks to a suggestion from WB5Q, World of Radio has now been added to the schedule of the Gateway 160-meter radio newsletter, WA0RCR, in Wentzville, Missouri, 1860 kilohertz. It's in the AM mode and runs for many hours on Saturdays from the daytime into early Sundays. Our thanks to Vern Jackson for accepting World of Radio. He says it'll be airing twice, somewhere around 2:30 p.m. Central, currently 20:30 UT, depending on the lengths of other segments, varying from week to week. And the other time, which we were able to hear well here in Oklahoma, much later when there is darkness and wide area night coverage, nominally 0415 UT Sundays. But this time it started at 0424. I assume World of Radio is still airing at an earlier airtime on Saturday night, UT Sunday 0200, on 1750 kHz WH2XDE in New York. And furthermore, at 0231 on KVOH 9975 Los Angeles. As you may have noticed, they're now signing on an hour earlier than before, so there's a program before World of Radio at 0130 UT Sundays, which is the nation's first faith-based soccer show, Shore Up Soccer. The propagation outlook from Boulder, ANKNC is peaking at 18 and 4, February 28th and March 1st. 15 and 4, March 16th and 17th. Solar flux not varying much, plus or minus 5 from 130, until March 13th when it drops to 120 and 115 on March 18th. That's World of Radio 1762. Glenn Hauser inviting you to hear me again next week.